Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Hargreaves. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ev Brame. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ev Brame. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Schult. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hargreaves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trainer moves to second. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it, throws to second, with Bartel covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Abram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abram hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Root reaches third base with a triple. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. Grantham hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson catches it and throws to third to double up Wehner. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Komorowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargreaves hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hargreaves reaches second base with a double. Abram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abram is 0-for-1 in the game. Abram hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Root strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grantham. The throw from Schult and he is safe. Grantham steals second. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Komorowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hargreaves hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Abram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abram is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Abram hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Root strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimm. The throw from Hargreaves and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-3 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to second. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bartel scores. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Wainer moves to second. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Komorowski hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-3 in the game. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brame fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Fred Brickell pinch hits for Charlie Hargreaves. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Of Brame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brame strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Adams pinch runs for Earl Shealy. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Adams trying to get to home. Stevenson throws the ball into Schult, who tags Adams, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.